Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with John Harrison. This is John's 7th year as a member of our branch. This is his anniversary. John Harrison, certified financial planner, ordained minister, author of 2 books. John, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. I had no idea.
7 years, 7 years ago tomorrow, you joined us for the first time. So it's been a great relationship. We've enjoyed having you here. Let's do 27 more. What do you think?
I'm looking forward to it.
So John, again, we thank you for your wisdom and for your commitment to my audience and all small business owners. I know you how you feel about these things. This is also, in addition to being your anniversary month and some other things, this is also Black History Month. And you've joined us over the years, in addition to other times, to talk to us about what this month, what this commemoration means to you. Talk to us about that. What do you think?
Well, it's an interesting thing. I find that it's been changing as I age. And I look back to my youth and have a very clear and strong understanding that the reason there's a Black History Month is because Black people had to literally be written back into the nation's history books, so that they understood that, you know, Black history was American history, and that, you know, when I was a kid, there were usually 3 people in the, you know, Black people in the history books that you knew would be there. You know, it would be George Washington Carver and Martin Luther King and maybe Marcus Garvey.
Right.
And that was pretty much it. And so parents and relatives and churches had to do things like keep you up to date on contributions that Black people made in all sorts of areas, whether it was medicine or engineering or politics or what have you.
There have been some great movies over the last several years. What was it? Perfect Hands, or something about, there was one about several of medicine. The perfect
gifted hands,
The perfect figures. Have you
gifted
seen that?
Hands.
No, gifted hands.
No.
But then the something figures about the women in NASA.
Yes, I read about
hidden
that. I didn't actually see the movie.
Hidden Figures.
So
I've watched it twice. I've watched it twice. It's a wonderful movie.
Mm-hmm.
And accurate, apparently. I mean, completely accurate. The NASA Space Center, all the flights that they made would not have happened without these Black women.
Right. And so
they called, you know what they called, They called them computers. They literally called them. That was their job. They were computers.
Yeah.
Because they would, because it was their job to go compute things.
Yeah. So I saw something recently that really brought home both sides of this for me in terms of how far things have come, because there was a bit of a faux pas made. It was in newspapers all over the country by the Boston Police Department, in that 2 days ago, in honor of Black History Month, they honored Red Auerbach, the white owner coach of the Boston Celtics.
Right.
For having hired Black athletes. He was the first in the NBA to do that,
right.
You know, first Black head coach, Bill Russell. And everybody laughed. It was like, okay, so your police department honoree for Black History Month was an affluent white guy. And the BPD retracted the Facebook post they had made about it, and the mayor and all sorts of people, you know, jumped up and said, that wasn't quite the right idea. How about honoring the actual Black people involved with the Black History Month? But I saw it kind of as a sign of progress, because it is something that everybody jumped on and said, whoops, that was a mistake. And, you know, it went away and they fixed it. And I'm like, that in itself represents some progress, because we've gone from the day where we had to have this month-long observation just so people could know there were black people who contributed things. And we've gotten to the point where pretty much everybody knows that. And when someone does something, you know, that kind of messed up like this Boston police post did, they fix it right away. And, and there's no denial. Oops, sorry about that. They moved on.
I'd like to stick something in here, though, that I don't like. And that is another movie around something like Mississippi Burning or another movie around Selma. You know what I mean? I think we already know enough about all of that. And it just seems to me that when they make more movies like that, and I admit I'm saying this as a white man, but and maybe I don't have any standing to do this, but it seems to me that that's gratuitous and not contributing. To going forward, am I being too numb about this as a white man?
No. First, I will say I'm not a believer in what the college campus is now called intersectionality, that you have to be part of a particular group in order to be able to comment on something. So, you know, even as a white man, your comments on that thought are welcome, as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
But. In terms of history, it's a fine line and hard to draw. On the one hand, it's like being in Germany and seeing a movie about the Holocaust.
Mm-hmm.
On the one hand, you know, this is real history, it happened, and that needs to be documented. On the other hand, if the predominant message of any group is we were victims of X, that's not a favor to the mindset of the people in that group. I don't think of myself primarily as a victim of the social policies of any given era. I think it's much more helpful to see people who achieved in spite of rather than concentrating on all the awful things that happened.
I agree with that. John, I need your website quickly, please.
It's aspirefa.com.
All right, so check that out. Quick break, right back with John.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.